I sort of call that summer the summer of hate. Mm. That's the way I think of it, because so many things happened. There was a boy almost beaten to death in Kingdom Come State Park. He managed to escape while the people discussed where to bury his body. He says it was because he was gay. There was a couple in Pike County who weren't, the church wouldn't allow them to get married because they were an interracial couple. In Berea, people were fighting for a fairness ordinance up against a church group who was calling them abominations, saying all kinds of the classic horrible things that are said in that situation. Just one thing after another. And so it just seemed like that was, if we wanted to really capture what was happening in modern Appalachia, make it as contemporary as possible, that's what we were going to have to write about.
And this is, what, your second or third play?
This is my third play. It's especially quick because usually anything that I write, I think about it for a long time before I write it. And with this, I was thinking and writing at the same time. And I usually don't write that way. Usually things incubate with me for a long time, and I live through the main character's point of view, and I just usually spend a lot more time with it. I think that worked for this play. And again, I think it's because the topic is so immediate. I mean, there are things in this play that happened a month ago, mm-hmm. That we've managed to incorporate. So people will definitely, I think, have that sense of immediacy when they're watching it.
Now, you've been in Kentucky for a while, so this shouldn't have surprised you that much. But it, from your initial reaction, you call it the Summer of Hate. I can feel that you were impacted by this as unusual.
I think that even though I've witnessed injustice, inequality, things like that all my life, I think it was all happening in a really compacted time. It was happening like one after another. It seemed like it just kept happening. And also, I think it's really important to point out that I don't think this is an Appalachian problem or a Kentucky problem or a rural problem. I think this is an American problem. Appalachia has always been a microcosm of America. And any good piece of Appalachian literature is a piece of American literature. And it's just reporting on what's going on in America. So I think that the main point I want to make, though, is that, yeah, this is set in Appalachia. It's about right here. It's very localized, but it's also universal. It happens everywhere to everybody.
So with this play, what kind of statement is it making?
I think the main statement that I'm trying to make in the play is that we should all, every morning, get up out of bed and think, how can I be the best person I can be today? And judging others is not part of that. Loving people for who they are, loving people for the way they treat others should be our main goal every day. It just seems like we all are so much happier when we allow others to be happy and not judge them.